Blog Talk Radio.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat as I heard him ask we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty, put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. He said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost, and we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America lives. America.
All right, here we go with another show on Disrespected Trucker Radio. Naturally, right as the show got started here, my switchboard went down. My computer decided to restart. And all right, I'm getting some messages back here. All right, doing a little test. Brian, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Brian? All right. Yeah, a little bit of technical difficulty here starting out. I'm not sure what's going on. Hopefully you can hear me out there. No. Nobody can hear me. Yes, Brian, I am talking, if you can hear me. Can you hear me, Brian? Okay. Sounds like I'm back live. Okay, my apologies, folks. Here we go with another show on Disrespected Trucker Radio. I am your host for the evening, Chris Bikerson, Billy Bikerson, Bikerson the Beer Man, whatever you want to call me. So got started here, and literally 2 seconds before the show was supposed to start, my computer let me know it was having trouble and needed to restart. So I literally started a reboot here right as I was going into the talking portion of the show. I've been texting back and forth here with some of my peoples. Brian's out there playing sound tech for me, letting me know if he can hear me or not. I am still in the process here of getting rebooted, and we'll get this show rolling as soon as that happens. So Jeremy, I guess, had a little bit of trouble today with the trailer. One of the airbags went out. He had to stop and get repairs. And so he is not with us for the moment. I do believe he plans to call in a bit. Oh, man, oh, man. I tell you what, it's always something. And trucking in and radio, apparently. But when we get rolling here, what I want to talk about, we're going to start off the show. Okay, and now Brian says he cannot hear me on the phone. Okay. So I don't know what's going on here. System is acting all kinds of goofy on me. All right. We hate radio silence, of course. Computer is slowly coming back up. Whatever the little problem it was having, hopefully that is taken care of here with this restart, and hopefully people can still hear me talking. I know Brian said he can hear me for a little bit. Now he's telling me he can't hear me, so I could be talking to myself, and that's okay. I'm actually pretty good at that kind of thing. Talk to myself all the time. Usually some pretty decent conversations. Every once in a while, though, I'm really out there, and I just have to totally disagree with myself. I don't know if any of the rest of you can relate to that or not, but I'm just going to keep on yapping here while my severely outdated laptop here decides to join the working world. All right. Yeah, from the start, it kind of seemed like the computer didn't fully boot up. Although I had the dashboard, it was showing people calling in. I had everything there. It let me log in to the dashboard. But I was noticing that when I was trying to go through and just test some of the sound effects there on the window, I wasn't hearing them. I wasn't playing them. And then I had a couple of people waiting in the call queue. I tried to see if they could hear me on the phone. Was getting total silence there. So, yeah, just a strange night. But, even though the switchboard was up and I was able to use some of the controls, but not all of them, most of my other little windows that usually pop up when I get the computer started, they weren't popping up. So it's almost like my computer only halfway fired up tonight and not all the way. But, still in this reboot process. It takes just a minute for some reason. And hopefully you can still hear me. So I apologize for this little delay here. Gosh, we're 10 minutes in now. All right, waiting for another feedback from Brian here to see if anybody can hear me on the outside there. I feel like Roger Waters. Is there anybody out there? Okay. So Brian can hear me on the web, but not on the phone. Okay, yeah, I don't know what was going on with that that call-in line, because I did have other people that I was trying to get to, and all my dad was waiting in the queue there. So really wish this laptop would reboot just a little bit faster. But yeah, we're going to go right into that. This is going to deal with the Texas Republicans, Republican Party of Texas, the state legislature. Some serious talk about secession, and I do mean some pretty serious talk. And of course, you know, there have been whispers of an impending civil war going on for quite some time in the country here, but nothing too serious. But now some very serious talk from one state that is bringing up to a referendum next year as part of their party platform. They want to put it to a referendum to actually kind of, I guess, take it to the voters. That's my understanding of how the referendum works, to take it to the voters to see if they want to secede from the U.S. And, of course, they cite Article 1, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution. And, man, you want to talk about a good legal debate there. We could get a bunch of lawyers on here to argue back and forth as to whether or not Texas actually has the right to secede. That has been argued by legal experts on both sides of that issue, that the Constitution prevents it and that the Constitution does not. Now, apparently, nowhere in the Constitution does it actually address whether or not a state can secede from the Union. But I guess there are sections within the Constitution with some of the wording, depending upon your expert legal analysis, some sections where it alludes to the fact that really states cannot secede from the Union, and other areas, I guess, kind of the wording there could be interpreted to suggest that actually states do retain that right. And if I can ever get things working here with this damn laptop, I've actually got a caller, hopefully supposed to call in, actually from Texas, that is going to weigh in on this subject. And we'll get his thoughts again if we ever get there. Oh, okay. All right. Let's just no. There we go. All right, everybody, cross your fingers here as I get this last. There we go. I see the switchboard. Okay, and I see caller. All right, now let's just see if this little thing works right here. Okay, so still acting weird because I'm not getting any of the sound effects. All right. I am going to try to see if I can bring a caller on. Okay, nope. All right, let's see what we do here. Okay, in theory, I have a caller on the line. Out of Missouri. Are you there? No. Nothing. No idea what's going on with the switchboard tonight. All right. Well, I guess if you're listening to the show over the website, you can probably hear what's going on, and I guess if you're on the phone. All right. Yeah, you know what? I don't know what the hell is going on. Unfortunately, I am going to have to wrap this show up. Most of our callers cannot hear. I cannot hear people. Wow, what a train wreck. All right. Well, folks, that is Bikerson signing off. So we will see you next week. Everyone have a good night.